time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Good evening, everyone, of course. Live and Direct time. We have AC Freezy joining us tonight.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Very excited to hear some tunes. Why don't you just start off with one?
Sure.
AC Freezy performing a track called Leave It Alone here on Live and Direct. Of course, this is Freak the Sheep. You're on 95BFM, and thanks again for Alex for coming up. That was a great track. Was that a new song?
No, that was a remix, reworking of an old song. Oh, not really. It just sounds different, I guess, because it's with the drum machine and the synth.
Mm.
Everything's stripped back.
I was going to ask if that was potentially a solo rework.
Yeah, what do you call it?
And I guess if that was to be in more of like a full band context, would it have like kind of live drums behind it?
And yeah,
some electric bass, or like what would you include in that one?
We've been playing it with me playing drums and singing, and three synthesizers. It's like a synthesizer band. It's really cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah, wow. It's really fun. I like the sound. You know, drums and little drums and synthesizers is a fun time.
So you've got some like pads and lead kind of synths.
That's right. Yeah. That was somebody's doing the bit that I did, and then someone else is doing the other bit.
Awesome. Just talking a bit about you, of course. You're in quite a number of different projects out there. Tiny Ruins and Artisan Guns come to mind. And also you've performing in Clip Clip Riot, I believe.
Yeah. I've played with those guys a little bit.
Yep. Have you been in part of any other acts that I don't know?
there are a few. You know, I found a tape that my friend Jonathan Pierce from the Beths gave me, and it was a recording from Whammy Bar. It was a long time ago. I didn't find the date on it. It was a while ago, maybe 2006. And I was thinking about a band that I played with called the Living Diamonds. That was a really fun band to play with Cass, who plays in my band, and a friend who lives in Berlin now. But I hope it doesn't come across as bragging, because it's certainly not bragging, but if I had to list them all, we could be here for a while.
Well, and that's the thing, that's kind of what I got, is that you're kind of, as much of a great musician you are yourself, you know, you've been a part of different projects and kind of contributed in various ways with, you know, within various different genres, which I think is great. And so it's really interesting, I guess, listening to a solo project of someone and thinking, okay, wow, they've taken all this different, all this experience, and this is, you know, this is what they've truly felt that they want to go with. So it's interesting to kind of reflect on that and like listen to a lot of these newer tracks that you've put out and kind of and hear that, because it's a lot of stuff that I'm kind of listening to as well. So it's really interesting kind of reflecting on that. Oh, so, I mean, cool. Like Tiny Ruins, like, kind of more acoustic-y drums.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah,
right?
Which is really interesting. So it's like when I'm listening to your songs, yeah, just kind of thinking about how, you know, different elements could fit in. It's really interesting.
Yeah. I don't know where that comes from.
Maybe it's a really subconscious thing.
I think so. I think it comes from, I think my solo thing comes from the drums wanting to drive it, you know, and wanting to kind of make dancey music. You're a drummer. You know how it feels to when people dance to you playing drums. It's
I
a
do.
Good feeling.
Yeah, it's a good
why,
feeling.
Why we do it a little bit, maybe.
What's it been like? I guess doing stuff solo in terms of being in different bands. Like, how have you found, I guess, the writing and producing side to these tracks?
I really enjoy it. I think that's kind of like why I did it. I feel like that was something that I was missing for quite a long time. Was like getting to do it, be really selfish and do things all myself. And yeah, the writing can be very lonely compared to when you're working with other people.
Do you find any more kind of roadblocks or any type of writing blocks?
Writing blocks, definitely. And I think we were talking about this earlier, that like life just gets in the way, you know, like as a musician, you're expected to churn out all this content all the time, and sometimes you have life get in the way.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it was kind of like I took a long time between releasing a Only One and the next song, whatever that was. Sorry, it's been a long day. And what people were like, what's taking so long? It's like, I think just life, moving houses and going on a tour and working and doing all that stuff.
Talking a bit about hardware, because I know that you're a bit of a hardware geek or nerd, I don't know, into gear, I guess.
Sure.
You've got a bit of some quite nice hardware set up in front of you.
I do.
Maybe just talk about what you're running through at the moment.
I've borrowed my friend Shannon's Roland TR-707 drum machine, and that is the rhythmic accompaniment for tonight. And then I've got Juno and
But you've got a bunch, I know that you've got a bunch of other kind of more hardware, like synthesizers and types of things that you do use to produce. Do you find, do you use mostly kind of hardware type technology in the recording process, or is it a lot of software stuff?
I have done probably up to this point. And then I downloaded that Roland plugin thing where you can get all the Pro Mars. I was playing with the Pro Mars today and the Jupiter 8, the plug-in things, and it's so cool being able to record it all in MIDI and then edit it.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of things I've had to do lately where it's been like, you know, that's been the case. Or it's been something where I've recorded with an analog synth and then it's been like, actually we want the sound to be a little bit different. And then it's been like, oh, okay, I got to go back down to the studio and redo it all.
Yeah.
But it's nice that portability of like having the in-the-box stuff. So maybe I'm changing my ways maybe a little bit, but it is really nice to have something that's like tactile, I feel like, especially when I'm writing. Like I write on the Juno so much because it's like kind of really immediate. You just have everything there and you twist it a little bit and then maybe you find something that like inspires you and then you can go off. That's what I really like about the hardware stuff, I think.
I guess something tangible that you can kind of have. And a lot of stuff that's kind of in the moment, like if you want to start fresh, you can reset everything and, you know, and you know that if you tweak something else, you know, you're going to have this completely different sound and spark something else.
Which is really. Rather than like getting frustrated about why my MIDI keyboard isn't connecting to my computer.
Yeah, exactly. So all of your songs, are they self-recorded?
Yes. I'm just trying to think if there are any parts that... Yeah, I recorded everything myself.
Because I'm wondering if you have a space that you operate out of mainly like your own studio or if you collab with someone else's space as well. And I guess how that works... as a solo producer, if maybe if it's more like kind of bedroomy setup or something that's a bit more kind of structured and set up in a kind of studio environment and maybe how that might influence recording. Because I guess, I mean, I know that a lot of people, if it's more kind of spontaneous, maybe you get put off, but if everything's kind of all there, ready to go, it's kind of like, okay, let's get at it.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I feel like that was like, that's been what I've wanted to aim towards, because like when I've gone into other people's spaces and borrowed those spaces that are like set up and purpose built for that sort of thing, it's been so easy to kind of create, rather than you come home from work or whatever and you're tired and you can't be bothered like plugging in mics and setting stuff up. Like it's so nice.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of moments in my life where I've had stuff like all set up, and this is one of them now, where it's like everything's all set up and it's good to go and you can just come in and you can hit record and you can get ideas down and stuff. But before it was like I recorded drums for the first EP in my parents, like they have like a walk-in wardrobe in their house, and I wanted to get really like tight sounds, so it was like find a time when my parents were like not home and maybe it was like the neighbors were okay with it, and put the drums in there, and like it took like half an hour to kind of squeeze all the mics around, and then kind of running backwards and forwards from like inside the cupboard and then out to like push a record. Like the computer was outside and I was inside, if you can picture that. And I was having to like run backwards and forwards and kind of give myself enough time to push record and hit back and make it to hit on beat one. And
yeah.
So it's really nice to have a little space. I'm kind of sharing a space with my friend Jeremy Toy of She's So Rad and Leonard Charles fame, and it's been really, really nice. It's a really nice creative space.
Cool.
Yeah.
You've released a new track a couple of months ago called The Other Side.
Yeah.
And the past few releases, they've really stuck with a really nice cohesive theme that I feel is like super inviting to people. I get a really strong, I'm not too sure if you're familiar with Matthew Tavares, who is the keyboardist of I was going to say Blink 182, but that's not correct. My mind's blurt as well. Bad, not good. And he's got a new solo project which is very similar kind of vibe. So when I when I've been listening to these new songs, I'm like, wow, no, that's really what I've been into recently.
Cool.
I guess, do you have any particular influences when you've been writing and recording?
I can't. You know, it's hard to think of particular things. I think a lot of era music, a lot of. Italo disco and that stuff, but I think I more recently I've made like a conscious effort not to be so taking just from that era and trying to listen to a lot more modern stuff and it's hard to think about what exactly influenced like these last few songs because they were written a while ago. But I have been listening to a lot more kind of modern music and trying to, you know, I don't want to come off as just like pastiche music, I guess.
Yeah. So, in like maybe in terms of like a production-y type sense as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I've also seen that you've potentially, I saw on, I think there's like a side panel on your, on the like album art for your release, and it's like talking about Nice Guys.
Yeah, Nice Guys are like a French digital label that have put out the last two singles, which has been really nice to have like somebody that likes what you're doing and wants to release it.
Yep.
Because, yeah. Yep.
So any potential future work with them for like a full release at all? Or?
There's a single, another single coming that will be, as you say, like of the same, kind of written at the same time.
Mm.
And then something else a little different later this year.
Cool.
And then I'm going to knuckle down and write an album. But I haven't written an album yet. There's no full album hiding, but there is some stuff that I'm excited about that's coming later this year that will be a little bit different again.
And you've got a few shows coming up with Glass Vaults.
That's soon. Correct. Yeah. July 12th and 13th. 12th at the Wine Cellar and 13th at Lee Sawmill. Could be a nice little road trip. Hopefully the weather's okay.
And that's with full band vibes.
Yep, that's full band. It's going to be cool. Five-piece band for those shows. Ooh. Very special show, and a very special show in Lee.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks again for popping up. It's been lovely having a chat, and I'm very excited to hear a couple more tracks that you've got with us.
Thank you for having me.
Chuck on or play The Other Side.
Correct.
And then the track The Only One.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find you online if they want to?
All the usual places. It's AC Freezy. AC Freazy, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp and Spotify and everywhere.
And everywhere.
Yeah.
Very nice. Hey, thanks again. We're going to get you maybe potentially clicking some buttons and getting set up.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
This is Live and Direct on 95BFM Freak the Sheep. This is AC Freezy in studio. We're going to be hearing a couple more tracks. It's good. It's all good. It's all very good.
Okay, here we go. Car crash inside your head. Cross the center line, pulled from the wreckage. He was feeling dead inside. Was it the stress, the work week? I say to you, honey, I
other side. And as I say to you, honey, I will be alright. You know you will be just fine. And as I say to you, honey, I will be alright. Come back from the other side. The other side. The other side. The other side. Will you come back from the other side?
Second, I gotta change my tempo.
That's all good. If you're just joining us, that was AC Freezy performing a track live in studio, The Other Side. And we're gonna be setting up for another track now, Only One. This is for Live and Direct, of course, Freak the Sheep. It's all good, it's all New Zealand as well, which is something pretty special. Sweet as.
That was great. Time passing.
Oh, yes.
You're a natural. Let me just check. Okay. Cool. Here we go. Oh, my arpeggiator. Hold on. Here we go. One, two, three.
It's only for a while and
was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.